The pasuk at the end of the third aliyah, and he starod Hashem Elokeinu v'aniglot lanu l'baneinu ad olam la'asot et kol divrei Torah hazot. Famously over here, the pasuk is talking about how we are not going to be punished, or Hashem is not going to hold us responsible for the hidden things. The hanistarot are for Hashem, but the open things, which the sins that are committed between people, that will be for us and for our children till the end of days. Rashi talks about how what this means is that we're going to be responsible for the open sins of other people. We have to make sure to rebuke them, to punish them, to talk to them about not doing those sins. But the hidden ones, the things that go on behind closed doors, we can't be expected to know about. That's up to Hashem. Hashem will take care of those things. Rashi just mentions at the end of his comment, he says, you'll notice that there are 11 dots on the words haniglot, lanu ulvanenu ad olam. So lanu ulvanenu ad olam, lanu and ulvanenu, all the letters have dots on them. And then on the word ad, the ayin has a dot. So that's 11 dots. Rashi explains, what's the purpose of the dots? Lidrot sha'aval haniglot lo anash et harabim ad shavu at ha'yodein, mishakiblu aleim et ha'shvua bahar grizim v'har ival, v'nasu arivim zeh lazeh. Which explains that the dots are telling you to exclude. Don't think that this has always been this way. In other words, for the last 40 years it's been this way. I don't always punish you for things that go on between other people. Everybody was kind of, on their own. Everybody got punished according to their own sins. But going forward, it's going to be that way. And that's going to start happening from the moment of Har Gerizim and Har Eval, because that was a Brit Arvot. Right, that's at that point, Kol Yisrael Arivim Zeh Bazeh, for better and for worse, we're all tied to each other. The Baal HaTurim just points out, everybody wonders, I get Lanu Ulvanenu, why all those letters have dots, but why the Ad? Why the Ayin of the Ad? So, on the one hand, it's supposed to get us to the number 11, which corresponds Kabbalistically, or even literally, to the words Lashem Elokeinu, but also, the Baal HaTurim says, the reason why it's on the Ayin of the Ad is Ayin is the number of 70, and it's going to be 70 days from the beginning of Moshe's speech, which was on Aleph Shvat, and then he dies, we know, on Zayin Adar, but 70 days until Aleph Nisan, which is the day they actually start to cross the Ardain to go into Eretz Yisrael. In other words, this Ayin of Ad is the amount of time between now and when the countdown to Arvut, to the Brit Arvut, occurs. Yom Tov.